Joe Keyes, do you think the side of Sir Pride himself with that performance this afternoon?
Yeah, definitely. We spoke about an 80-minute performance this week rather than just 55 that we had last week, so I think we delivered that today. Yeah, it was spot on.
And it's your second game back. Are you surprised as well? Again, I know surprise is an overused word, but are you surprised with yourself and how quickly everything seems to be clicking together?
Not really. I think it's, like we said, it's been probably the toughest 6 months of my career, and all the hard work we've put in over that 6 months, like mentally and physically, it's really starting to sort of show. And I just want to kick on now for the last 8 games of the season and hopefully just build up some consistency and get us in that top five.
And I think we saw it in that first half, 34 points to nil, the smartness, the consistency, the execution in the plays.
Yeah, definitely. It was a few sloppy plays in the second half, but I think the big thing for us was the nil, like 5 minutes to go and we've dragged them out from 10 metres in, you know, into touch and all gone over and celebrated. Like, that's the sort of efforts, the little efforts that got us the win today. I know there's a big score on, but that nil was even more important.
Talk us through a mindset of a player. Obviously, there's 5 minutes to go. You're 62-0 up, and obviously, witness have repeat sets on your line. Are you talking to one another about focusing and keeping that nil?
Yeah, it was a focus the whole way through. We spoke about it at half-time. Obviously, we were in a good, like, commanding lead after the first half, but the most important thing in the second half was us defending well and not caving in and staying mentally strong to defend our line, you know, with everything we've got, and we did that.
And obviously you coming back as well, Joe, seems to have picked up Jordan Lilly's performances.
Jordy's been great all year, but it's lovely to be able to sort of get a bit of a combination. We've had pickers back at the back these last few games, so our spine's sort of staying quite consistent and we're starting to throw some combinations and stuff together. So yeah, no, it's going really well.
Did you factor in that performance today? Witness have played 3 games in 7 days and they were likely to tire, suffer a bit of fatigueness.
Yeah, of course, you know, we're not taking anything away from our performance, but 3 games in a week, such a tough ask. We've done it at Easter and stuff like that, so we know what it's like. And, you know, fair play to them for coming up and having a go today after 3 games in a week, because it's not an easy feat.
And after the win last week, important that you back it up with a consistent, if not better, performance.
I think we went one better today, so that was good. And obviously we've got to lose away next week, which is probably the biggest game of the season so far. Well, every game now is the biggest game of the season. If we're going to push for that playoffs, it was good to get some points on today for our, you know, our points difference. So, because that's not been the greatest this year. So, yeah, we're taking a lot of positives out of today.
How tough is it going to be next week? So, I mean, looking at the weather forecast, it's going to be 35, 36 degrees at kickoff.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. But, you know, we can't make any excuses. It's the same for both teams. I know they play there more often, but, you know, the conditions are the same for both sides, so we just got to prepare the best we can and hopefully get the job done.
There's 8 games to go now, Joe. It's all about picking up as many wins as possible and staying in that top five playoff hunt.
Yeah, that's it. It's just about ticking off 2 points every week, and yeah, then it's out of our hands then.
How much confidence does John Keir give you, Joe?
Well, he's been amazing. I can't thank him enough for sort of having faith in me and sticking by me and sort of letting me have time away when I needed it, when I was going through the injury and stuff like that. He really did look after me, and he pulled me aside last week and told me that it's my team to run, so I'm just trying to, you know, do what he has asked of me and repay the favour to him for all the sort of the last 6 months he's put into me. So I'm just going to try and do a job for him every week, and yeah, he's been great.